Love is shown by sacrifice. I think one of the greatest examples of married love I've ever seen was Ed and Bee. They were an elderly couple, and Bee had very severe dementia. They would come to daily mass every day together. And every day as I greeted people in the back of church after mass as they walked out, I would hear the exact same conversation happen. Bee would ask the exact same questions every single day. And Ed would respond with the exact same answer every single day. But every time he responded with just such like devotion, with such a newness, patience. I have to imagine Ed didn't dream that this is the way that his marriage was going to look. There had to be real sacrifice in that for him, right? She didn't know almost anything, but what Bee knew is that she was loved. Love is shown by sacrifice. And the heart of sacrifice has to be love. I also remember the last time that I ever saw St. John Paul, Pope John Paul II. It was Palm Sunday, 2005. And he came to the window. He couldn't even speak anymore. He was close to the end of his life. About 2-3 weeks later, he died. And as he came to the window, he wanted more than anything else to give us his blessing. That's what he did on every Sunday. He would go and we heard him trying to say the words. Just more of a gargling of his voice was all he could get out. In the end, all he was able to do was simply raise his hand up and bless us. And I promise you, there wasn't a dry eye in the whole square. We knew how much he loved us. Love is shown by sacrifice. The heart of sacrifice is love. So what is Lent about anyway? Is that you give up something? Is that what Lent's about? That's not what Lent's about. Lent is about the sacrifice of love that Jesus gave us. That's what Lent's about. That Jesus is God. He didn't have to die for us, but he loved us so much that he gladly offered his life and suffered and died for us. And his sacrifice of love then forgives our sins and opens the gates of heaven to us, gives us his life, eternal life. Love is shown by sacrifice. And the heart of sacrifice is love. And there's no greater love than that. Jesus himself said it. What's Lent about? Lent is this. I want to love like that. That's Lent. Jesus, make me love like that. In my priesthood, in your marriage, in your relationship with God and with others. That's what Lent is. A love that is shown by sacrifice. And at the heart of my Lenten sacrifice, of everything that I offer, is his love for me and my love for him. So whatever you do this Lent, the extra prayer that you do, the fasting, the giving up that you do, the almsgiving, giving your money to the poor, helping those in need that you do, that Jesus tells us, yes, you do these things in Lent. But do it with all the love of your heart. And the sacrifice that you do will make that love grow. Think to yourself, what is the greatest thing that I could offer? What is the greatest sacrifice that I could give to God? Do you know what it is? Go to Mass. That's the greatest sacrifice that you can offer. Because the Mass is that. The Mass is the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is the sacrifice of his love that he poured out for us. It is his body that was broken for me and for you. It's his blood that was poured out because he loved you so much. That's the Mass. When we go to Mass, We offer that sacrifice to God. The greatest thing we could possibly offer to God. The sacrifice of his own son. That he sent him to die for us. And we offer that to him when we go to Mass. It's worth more than any prayer or anything that you might offer. And so what I want you to do this Lent is to go to Mass. Go to Mass. If you're not going to Mass every Sunday, right now, promise God that you're going to go to Mass every Sunday this Lent. Tell him in your heart, "Yes, Lord, I'm going to do the greatest sacrifice possible for you." And if you're going to Mass every Sunday, and I know many of you are, then I invite you to come to daily Mass. Or to pray that Mass more fervently, more intentionally, more purposefully. We have Mass here at St. Peter on Tuesdays, on Thursdays, and Friday mornings. In Nicollet, we do it on Wednesday mornings. If you're from Mankato, you're more in that area, they have Mass every day there too. Go to Mass. It's the greatest sacrifice that you can offer, the greatest thing that you can do. If you can't get to Mass because you work and your schedule doesn't allow it, that's life, that's normal. God understands that. But then draw near to Jesus in the Eucharist in whatever way you possibly can. Stop here at the chapel every day and say a prayer. It's open here until about 8 o'clock every night. On Thursdays of adoration from 1 until 10. Come be with the Lord. Nicollet's church is open until about dark every night. Stop in, give Jesus time. Because love is shown by sacrifice. Without sacrifice, it's not really love. Secondly, go to confession this Lent. Why did Jesus die on the cross? He died on the cross to forgive our sins. In confession is the sacrament where we receive that forgiveness. Let Jesus love you the way he wants to this Lent. Allow him the opportunity, the grace, the privilege of taking that love that he poured out on the cross and using it to forgive your sins. That's what confession is. It's such a powerful sacrament, you guys. Lent is all about asking forgiveness for our sins and then growing in holiness and becoming saints. That's what we're here for. And so offer God this sacrifice this year. Yes, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, but especially go to Mass and go to confession this Lent. Because love is shown by sacrifice. And the heart of our sacrifice is our love. Our Lord has given us the most beautiful example of love. Let this Lent be the most beautiful example of love that you've ever given to him.